The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And I was reminded this morning of a little aphorism that we have in Buddhism. It's three words. Don't strive. Arrive. Don't strive. Arrive. So this relates to this practice of ours, mindfulness practice, meditation practice. Striving is a very common thing for people to do because they have expectations, they have desires. Some people are suffering a lot. They want to find a way out of the suffering. And we have sometimes this idea we have to really try hard and push and attain. Some people strive because they're competitive. They have to be the first person in the block to get to enlightenment. And so they have to really push hard and, you know, as fast as you can, you know, I'm not there. And some people want to be efficient, you know, and a really efficient meditation shouldn't take more than 10 minutes, right? So sit down and just get it over with. It's all these important things to do in life. And let's get serious here. And there are all kinds of reasons why people strive. And there's been a lot of casualties in the world of meditation by people who strive. And they get tight, they get tense. And the very movement of striving is the very thing that prevents them from getting settled. The classic example of this is a snow globe. You know, these globes with the snow, you know, you shake it and then it's all... If you hold it, shaking it, waiting for it to settle, it's never going to settle. And the striving is kind of like always keeping it agitated. It's an agitation. And so nothing can settle when you're striving. So the alternative to striving, partly because it rhymes, is arriving. And just arrive. And so the point of meditation is not to get anywhere, but it's to arrive. Another aphorism is, the fastest way to go from A to B is to be fully at A. And so there is growth in meditation. There is development. It isn't like we're just stuck the way we are. We're trying to get unstuck. We're trying to heal. We're trying to find our peace, our ease, our love, our compassion. We're doing this for a purpose. It turns out the fastest way to get to that purpose is just to accept where you are now. Arrive here. Be here in this place with this condition, this situation, and get to know it. Breathe with it. Settle here. This arriving and finding your rootedness, finding your home here as you are. And this can be hard because as we are can be difficult. That's partly why people strive, is to get away from themselves and not address what's happening, not accept or be present for what's here. So it's not easy to do what I'm saying, but this process of arriving, okay, let's arrive, let's be here, let's show up for myself. Let's arrive here in this place, in this time, as if this place where you are is the place that you belong. This place where you are is your birthright to be alive and breathing and beginning to show up for yourself and discover, how do I allow myself to be who I am, be anxious, be angry, be sad, whatever it might be, and not be fighting it, not be straining against it, not be avoiding it, not be attacking it. Just arrive. Arrive here in this. Arrive in this place. Come here. Be here. Some people do walking meditation where every step they say, arriving. So they're walking, and walking usually going someplace, but you arrive with every step. Arriving. There's no, you know, wow, I've succeeded. I got there. Isn't that good? The feeling of success. Imagine that. Every step arriving. Just, okay, this is it. I'm here. Same thing with the breathing. Same thing with anything. Let's arrive. Each breath, oh, I'm arriving with the inhale. I'm arriving with the exhale. I've arrived. I've attained. This is what it's for. As opposed to, let's try to be with the breathing so I can get concentrated. Let's hold on. Let's keep focusing. Let's strive. Let's push here and hang on to the breathing so I can get concentrated. That's kind of being trying to get to be without being at A. To be really here at A. Something, it's a different path. It's a different way of unfolding. It's a different way of going. It's kind of like if you discover that you're really, if you really learn how to be at A, then you discover to your surprise, you're in a conveyor belt. Where, you know, these places where they have these moving, like the airport has it, I don't know if San Francisco if you've been to, but they have this, you know, conveyor belt that carries people into the terminal. So, so don't strive, arrive. And if you really learn how to arrive and really be here with your present moment experience, you might find, to your surprise, that you are moving. But you're not doing the moving. You're not striving. You're not pushing. But now the conveyor belt, the Dharma conveyor belt, is carrying you along. And some of that is just kind of, you know, kind of simple processes. Like if you really arrive and stop striving, the tension and that you carry for striving begins to relax. And as you begin to relax, something different begins happening. So you open up, you relax, you emotionally relax, more present. And wow, this is a good place to arrive at. Something's happening as I arrive. I'm changing. I'm no longer searching for something else. I'm no longer leaving myself behind, trying to get someplace. Now I'm here with myself, and I get to discover what's here. And it's not all good news. But it's, boy, is it good to see it. Boy, is it good to be honest. Boy, is it good to not be running away or fixing or escaping or attacking or judging or just be with it. And the more you can just be with the experience, the more this natural process of relaxing, of opening, of shedding all the extra stuff. We tend to go through the day with a lot of extra baggage that's not really needed. And part of the function of meditation is to arrive here and allow the baggage to be put down. And it's discovering all the things we don't need to carry with us. And it's kind of, in some ways, an experience of radical simplicity. But you can't strive for simplicity, because that's just being complicated. It's just like, if you really like, finally you have a fist and finally you're able to open your hand. And you really like the open hand. You want to keep the open hand. So the kind of, given how many of us normally live, the obvious thing to do if you really like something, you better grab it. And so, you know, and then you don't have the open hand anymore. It's kind of like that, this practice. Striving, you know, as soon as you strive, like, oh, I'm getting calm. More of that. And then you're agitated again. So that's, don't strive, arrive. Three words. It's a great, great little thing to remember. Don't strive, arrive. So thank you very much. And so Bipal's in